Station number 21191, wheel 4.
Bob Crick, rail 4. Did you get any decorations during the war?
Only the ordinary medals. I got no special decorations. I didn't get any. I got about 6 or 7 medals.
Campaign medals.
Campaign medals.
And when you were in the Cornwall, I think you told me you were the senior chief petty officer.
Yes. I was the senior chief in every ship after that too. Senior chief ERA.
How do you feel now about having served in the Royal Navy all those years?
Oh, I'm quite content with what I did. I did quite well with myself. I turned the commission down because I wasn't prepared to do any war service. But I might have done better if I'd known in 1942 when I came home, I could have had a commission then and not taken on any service. But I didn't know that then. I asked to re-engage and put my neck in the noose. Doesn't matter. I've got a pension now which is adequate, and I can live comfortably. Civil service pension.
Did the war leave you with any after effects?
Yes, deafness. I get a pension for that. Of all the noises of the engine room, continual. I get a war pension for deafness. Right. I mentioned Bert Jackson, my chum, who relieved me on watch when the Cornwall was sunk. Well, he got out of all the crew got out of the engine room, but he apparently died in the water. I never did find out what happened to him. I kept asking people if people had seen him go into the water, but I never found him when I was swimming around. And apparently he must have died in the water. How he died, I don't know. But when I got home from the Cornwall, I went to see his wife, and he had a son the same age as my son, born roughly almost the same month. We both left home as children, both boys. Just been recently born. And I lost touch with her, of course, later on. But when the new Cornwall was commissioned, I instantly went to the launching of the new Cornwall, and I also went to the commissioning of the new Cornwall. At the commissioning ceremony, I met his son. He was then 56 or so. Quite by accident, he was sitting right behind me, and as he walked up from the front, he said, "Are you Bob Crick?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, he had a little snap of me with his dad, and he said, "You must be Bob." I said, "I'm Bob Crick," and it was his son. He'd come down for the commissioning of the Cornwall. He was a doctor. He lives in York, and we both finished up in tears. It was so moving, really, to meet this little lad who I'd seen when he was just three and a half, and here he was 56, and his dad had died in my place, really, because if I had got down the engine room, if I hadn't gone on the upper deck, I might have died. I always thought that Bert Jackson died in my place, really, although I don't suppose he did. But I always felt, that we were chums, and he didn't make it, and I missed him. But to meet his son after all those years, at the commissioning of the ship, and I asked him to come, invited him home for dinner. He came with his son and had dinner with the wife and I some months later. We still keep in touch and send Christmas cards to each other. But I thought that was worth mentioning, that after all those years, I should have met his son